I think we've all experienced that feeling of being on autopilot while we're driving. I know I remember one particular time, the first time I experienced it when I was a teenager, probably my mom would be very upset if she heard this story, but I remember I got to where I was going and I realized when I looked back at the whole trip, I had no idea what had taken place. I'd been kind of zoned out the whole time and on autopilot. And you know, we realize, especially in our great highways here in North Carolina, that you miss so much if you're on autopilot, right? So you miss Duplin County wine, you know? You miss learning about that great vineyard that is Duplin County. Or you miss learning, you know, the different things that you see, you know, south of the border. I mean, who would want to go without south of the border? You got to know where that is, right? And that's what you're going to see as you pay attention along the highway. I'm kidding slightly. But use that as a metaphor for life, right? So we don't want to just be on autopilot, missing the important details, or just simply going where we need to go, going about our day, doing the activities without that sense of reflection, without that awareness of how the Holy Spirit is working and what God is calling us to do day by day. The Desert Fathers would refer to this as forgetfulness. And we see in today's reading three antidotes that will help us to understand what does it mean to be spiritually aware. And ultimately, this is what's going to help us to be good leaders, good shepherds, and to model ourselves after Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So we see in today's first reading, a prophecy about the Messiah. Now this prophecy probably comes hundreds of years before Jesus, at least, maybe even longer than that. But what it predicts is that the Messiah would gather all people together. It's what they often refer to as the universalism in the Old Testament, that the message entrusted to the Jews would reach out to all people, and that our Lord would gather the scattered tribes of Israel as well as the Gentiles. Now, we can take this, of course, we understand it's fulfilled in Jesus and in the church, but then we can also look at it as a metaphor for the individual human heart. When we are not recollected, when we're not gathered together, when we're not mindful, as we hear sometimes that phrase mindfulness now in culture, when we're not aware of what's going on inside, we're scattered about. Our activities lack direction. They lack purpose and motivation. So what our Lord does in that intimacy of solitude, he gathers all of our faculties together. When his presence comes into our life, he gives us what the tradition calls recollection. He gathers us all together, focuses our attention on his word, focuses our attention on his presence. And from there, we are able to discern the direction that we are to walk. So he gathers us together in recollection. Another way that we can be aware and we can be awakened to what God is calling us to do, we can find in the second reading, this idea of reconciliation. We know that sin wounds the human heart, and that we will always have to deal with our fallen human nature. It doesn't matter how advanced you are. It doesn't matter how holy you are. And we do talk about that, being advanced on the way of mystical union. You will always experience bad days or desolation. You'll experience always that full gamut of emotions, fear, anxiety, whatever it might be. Now, it might be in varying degrees, but we will never be completely free from the disorder caused by sin. So when we experience that, being reconciled with God, practicing a habit of ongoing confession, the Desert Fathers would say, the just man falls 7 times a day. So being aware of how we're in constant need of conversion and being reconciled to the Father, and that's what we hear. The Lord's message is a message of reconciliation. Time and time again. It must be renewed constantly. It's not a one and done type of thing. But then we also see, so there's this sense of solitude, recollection, of being reconciled. But then we also see that our Lord pulls off his apostles to the side to help them be aware, to help them cultivate that relationship with him and with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He pulls them aside. We don't know what they did, but you can imagine it was probably similar to what we talk about with small groups or spiritual friendships, talking about their fears, talking about their joys, all of that intimate details of their lives, sharing in that smaller setting. Our Lord Jesus Christ often models that for us. We can't be friends with 50 people. We can't be friends with 100. And if all our interaction is on a spiritual level, is large gatherings, then we're not cultivating that spiritual friendship that's needed to thrive. So in that sense, we can see three ways that we can cultivate that awareness. So the next time we are going through our day, instead of being on autopilot, we can learn to recognize what our Lord is calling us to do, His presence and the direction He wants to give our lives. Amen.